The Swingin' Blue Jeans with Hippie Hippie Shake. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us on the telephone right now is our friend Dan from Sons of the East. We heard from them just a little while back. Hi, Dan.
Hey there, Rick. How you doing?
Doing really well. It's great to have you on the line, Sons of the East.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Sons of the East are from Australia. You're in the States touring. You're going to be at Darryl's House in Pawling, New York, in a couple of days on Sunday. And how's things going?
Things are really well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a crazy few months. We did a massive tour back home in Australia before heading over to Europe for 2 months, and then we've come straight from Europe to the States, and we've just kickstarted our tour here. So we're very excited to be back, and so far everything's going great, except it is very hot. We didn't expect it to be this warm, so we're having to get used to that, but it makes it more like Australia, which is nice.
Yeah, well, that's what I've heard, is that Australia is warm.
And it is. It is very warm.
Now, let me ask, when you're touring, you just told me you came from a massive tour of Australia, which is a big place. And do
very
you play
deep.
In the center of Australia at all?
Sadly, no. Just a whole lot of desert there. So you tend to kind of be on the coastline most of the time. That's where all the big cities are in Australia. But it's, like the States, it's a huge country. So it's a lot of kind of 10 to 15 hour drives. And
really?
And so it's a lot of time in the van, whereas, you know, we just came from Europe, which everything is a lot closer. So it's a bit more like home over here, which is nice.
So your music is really fun. It's uplifting. It has some great melodies, some great singing. How long have you guys been playing together?
We've actually been together now, I think about 10 years. We kind of, it was one of those natural things where we just, Jack and myself have known each other for about 27 years or something. And Nick and I met when we were kids as well, playing a sport called Aussie Rules. And after high school, we just got together to write some songs. And then, you know, we were having a lot of fun, and it kind of slowly turned into something more than that over time, which was really fun.
So the chemistry that you have is enduring.
It is, yeah. That was the whole reason we started doing music, was it was an outlet of us to just, you know, be creative and have fun. So we just kind of, that was always the number one. And we try, as it's kind of gotten, you know, turned into our profession, and we started touring all around the world, we've, you know, try and maintain that as much as we can, because that's why we started, and we want to keep that kind of, that energy and that kind of freedom in it all, especially when we're playing shows, because that, for us, playing shows is why we love it.
Well, that's good to hear. And you guys have great harmonies and the mix of instruments that are changing throughout tunes and throughout settings and moods. Banjo, organ, piano, guitar, occasional didgeridoo.
Kind of got, there's some didgeridoo in there. But we all love kind of experimenting with different instruments, and harmonies has always been one of kind of the most important things when it comes to songwriting. Like, it's obviously with Jack and Nick both sing lead on a lot of the songs, so you know, having big three part and four part harmonies has always been kind of an essential factor of all our songwriting. So it's you know, requires a lot of practice, that's for sure, to get them sounding good live, but we absolutely love it.
And when you write songs, Dan, do you work on the parts? Does somebody come in and say, here's the, foreground vocals and here are the background vocals, and I think the harmonies would work great? Or do you all contribute?
Yeah, it kind of changes from song to song. Nick's especially good at working out all the harmonies. And and then sometimes someone might come in with a fully written song, and other times we might be sitting in the studio and someone has a little guitar riff or a little chord progression that turns into a song. So it's kind of, from the start, it's always just been, you know, we bring in ideas and we all just try to flesh it out together, and whatever works in the end is what we roll with. So yeah, it's always been very collaborative.
Well, love that. And when you come to Darryl's House on Sunday at 7 o'clock in Pawling, New York, What's going to happen? Tell the folks like how the event is going to unfold. Are you going to all be like right there playing? Are you going to all switch instruments? What's going to happen?
We're all going to be, I think we're going to be nice and close to the crowd right there. And I think it's fair to say it's probably going to get very sweaty in there. We love putting on high energy shows. So that's kind of our jam. So I think it's going to be a very fun night. Yeah, there's going to be, you know, lots of different instruments played, a lot of big harmonies. And I can say a lot of fun, I'm hoping. That's kind of cool. You know, that's what we love doing. So I think it's going to be a really, really fun night. We've never been to Pauling before, this tour we're playing in all these new towns.
Cool.
Really exciting for us. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, you're going to have a great time. There's great sight lines. The food is great. They treat the bands really well. So there's a little heads up for you. And
that's what we like to hear. That's always good.
Yeah. And there are screens all over the venue. So, I mean, as a musician, you'll even find yourself looking at a bandmate in a different direction from a screen. It's kind of interesting, but it is cool.
That'll be very interesting. We can kind of criticize. We can watch the gig in a critical way and make sure everyone's doing the right thing.
Sort of, yeah. But yeah. It is pretty fun. It's a cool place to play, so I hope you enjoy it. Now, when you're in Australia and you found a bunch of folks that the chemistry's right, you can make music together, where do you draw your inspiration from? I'm sure it's not koalas and the scenery, but where do you get the inspiration?
It's a really good question. It comes from everywhere. Like we all kind of grew up on the east coast of Australia, on the water. Mm. We're all really keen surfers, so we all love kind of being outside, drawing from that, but we all grew up listening to, you know, all the greats like Bob Dylan, Fleetwood Mac, The Eagles. It's kind of like Otis Redding, all that kind of music we draw inspiration from. So it kind of changes from song to song, and we're currently working on our second album, and we kind of, you know, all the touring we've been doing, we draw heaps of inspiration from all the different cities, from the people we meet. It's kind of just
cool.
From everywhere, really, just as we're living this kind of strange life at the moment.
Mm. Well, it sounds musically, too, that you're drawing from groups with harmonies and are soulful. And keep the music that way. We love it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's all about the soul and the harmonies. They're the key things.
Mm. And you and Nick and Jack have been together for many years. The chemistry, of course, is undeniable. So folks will be treated to a great night of music. It starts at 7 o'clock, and mostly your music is all original. Do you have any covers in your set?
It's usually all original, but we like to, when we're doing a tour, we like to kind of maybe throw in one cover throughout the show, but it's always something that we can put our own little twist and flair on. So we usually try have one cover in there to kind of surprise people with a song that they might recognize but haven't heard it in that kind of style. So there's usually one that might pop up.
Well, cool. And we won't give away any more clues about that. And
yeah, no more.
Yeah. Let the people come out. And don't miss out. Sons of the East. They're from Australia. They are making great music. They're going to be here in the States for a little while. They're conquering the U.S., and you have an opportunity to see this great band in an intimate venue, Darryl's House, on July 14th, which is Sunday, 7 o'clock show. It's in Pauling, New York. And what are some of the other highlights you're looking forward to throughout the year, Dan?
Oh, I mean, it's been such an incredible year. We've been looking forward to this tour of the States for a long time now, and we just had an amazing time in Europe, but as soon as we get back home, we're going to be working on this new album, and we're going to be doing a few shows with Kit Moore, another American singer, back in Australia later in the year, which should be fun. And then we're just going to be knuckling down in the studio, trying to write some new music for everyone, and then hopefully we'll get back on the road and start touring all again next year, I think.
Well, that sounds very busy. Sounds like you got a full plate.
A full play, which is always a good thing to have, I think. So we're just having the time of our lives at the moment. So we're just excited to get on stage and play some music for everyone.
Mm. Well, we're talking with Dan Wallage of Sons of the East. They're at Darryl's House in Pauling this Sunday, a 7 o'clock show. And, well, Dan, I have to mention this because according to my notes, one member of the band has the best hair.
Oh, yes. I can't remember who wrote that, but that has popped up once or twice.
Well, according to your notes, David Attenborough has said that your hair is wonderful and described it as the single greatest organism ever to ever grace the earth.
Oh, yes, that definitely doesn't sound like something we wrote as a band, that's for sure. Well, I mean, if people are there on Sunday, they may be able to witness it in polling with their own eyes. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, that sounds good. If anything should hook people in besides that's great it. Music, come to see the hair.
Don't worry about the music. The hair is enough to draw you in the door, I think.
Dan, thanks a lot for calling in and taking the time and chatting with us. We wish you nothing but the best with the Sons of the East. A little while ago, we heard Oh My My, great tune from the band, and that is a single, as far as I know, that just came out a little while back. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Yeah, that's correct. Thanks, Rick. Yeah, it's our latest song, which we're touring at the moment. So thanks for playing, and hopefully everyone's enjoying it.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work. And folks can pick up the single, Oh My My, at all digital outlets and places beyond. So just search for Sons of the East, Oh My My, on your internet, and you'll find it. And we wish you all the best. So
thank you, Rick. Thank you very much for having us. Really appreciate it. Good to have a chat.
It's been a pleasure. Give all the best to the rest of the band from all of us here at 98.1 KZE.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for having us.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Once again, our friend Dan from Sons of the East. Don't miss them at Darryl's house, 7 o'clock this Sunday. Be there. Be right back with some more great songs after this.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus at the Uptown Kingston Dental.